This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on a Friday on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM or watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Friday where the snow continues to trickle in.
Yeah, I think it's stopped. I think it's supposed to all be melted by like tomorrow, right?
Knock on all the wood.
I think that's it.
Knock on all the wood.
Yeah. We'll get there. I saw that today you have like a college baseball season like in full swing. Beavs playing. The Ducks have like a home game today. Is that right? They're at PK Park today? 3 o'clock?
Oof.
What's the weather? It's going to be so cold.
What's the weather like down there right now?
It's been snowing. Oof. It's been snowing.
They got plows for the field?
Yeah. We've got here on the Fan tonight, right after primetime, Rising Stars Challenge, though.
Surprised
I didn't know. I thought that was tomorrow. Full disclosure, didn't even know it was tonight.
Yeah,
I thought it was tomorrow. Yeah. I thought they did that right around all of the other festivities, but it makes sense now. Now that I'm thinking,
it's a slow burn.
You do a celebrity basketball game is tonight, and then you have
Rising Stars
tonight as well.
And then you have the event stuff, the dunk and the 3-point contest, and then you have the game on Sunday.
I hate that we are more into the 3-point contest than the dunk contest.
Well, it's loaded.
Yeah, it's actually good.
Yeah.
You mean? Yeah, it sucks. Do you know who's going to be? Oh my goodness! Have you seen the rise or the celebrity game?
No, I try not to look.
Let's go.
Because I'm like, I don't know the people anymore.
Well, the coaches for each team. You have Barry Bonds in 2 Chainz, coaching one team. And
couldn't have told you that 2 Chainz was a Bay Area guy.
Jerry Rice in Cobby Lame. I don't know who Cobby Lame
he's
is.
He's the guy that does the...
Oh, he does the hand... Well, the hand, that was great for radio.
Yeah.
The hands...
I do it for you. The hands out. Yeah.
The guy who just goes, like, see somebody do something very difficult and then goes, you could do it much easier.
He's
that guy.
He's a big-time social media influencer.
Yeah, okay.
He has got... I'm trying to pull it up. But I'm being locked out of my account.
Yeah.
His Instagram followers,
mm-hmm.
Guess how many he has?
24 million.
81 million.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
81 million.
Okay. Well, he is coaching alongside Jerry Rice because who wouldn't put those two together? Barry Bonds' team has got Kai Cenat, who's influencer guy,
mm-hmm.
Noah Kahn, musician, Pablo Schreiber. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, you.
I do?
Yeah, he's second. As soon as you saw him, you know.
Here. Yeah, he's Ray Donovan's brother. Or half-brother, I guess. But yeah, you've seen him in lots of stuff.
Wow, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Den of Thieves?
Yes, Den
Never
of Thieves,
seen it.
Number one.
Ooh, really?
Masai Russell? Anybody?
Ooh, that one. That,
no?
No, nothing.
Dylan Wong?
No.
Okay, Baron Davis.
Know him.
I know him. He's on the team. Alicia Gray.
Yep.
Danny Ramirez, Mickey Guyton.
What's a Danny Ramirez?
Tucker Halpern.
Oh, okay. I know.
Are we making up names now?
I know Danny Ramirez. That's right. I looked it up.
And Rome Flynn.
Rome Flynn? Yeah. That name's made up.
Yeah. The other team is made up of Terrell Owens. Know him. Drewski. Know him. Shibuzi. Chris Brickley, that sounds familiar.
You know him. He's the NBA trainer for like Joel Embiid and.
Oh yeah, I do know Chris Brickley.
The Black Ops
you
gym.
He played
in New York.
For Louisville. Yeah. Yeah. Walker Hayes, musician. Oliver Stark, no idea. Matt Barnes, know him. Kayla Thornton, Shelby McEwen, Bailey, just Bailey, B A Y L E Y. Nope. Rust, nothing.
WWE star.
A.P. Dillon, and yeah, T.O. Okay. I don't...
Oh, okay, I've seen... You've seen Bailey, probably, and stuff.
Nope.
No? Nothing?
Never okay. Have I ever seen that person in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well,
Like I said, as I get older, I know less and less people on this list.
But you know what? It always gets me. Watching that train wreck of a basketball game, it gets me every damn time.
Seeing how unathletic, even like better athletes are. Now, Drewski not being one of them. What is it? I Show Speed, the other influencer. He does stuff with Kai. I can never remember his name. But he's like a legitimate athlete. But he's not in this. But he's done a couple of these like all-star type celebrity games, and he's like a legitimate
and they
like high-end athlete.
Always take it far more seriously than they should.
When you get one guy like Nelly did some stuff back in the day, and it's like, yeah, no, Nelly was a AAA baseball player and like a high-end athlete. Like
he never played in AAA. I don't think he ever played minor league baseball.
He did play minor league. Minor league in AAA.
I thought he turned it down because it wasn't the Cardinals. But yeah, he was. Well, I mean, we saw him in the longest yard. He was a running back. The longest yard. Didn't even have shoes. Didn't even need shoes. He's incredible. But I think Matt Barnes is perfect for this game because...
Oh, he'll take it serious.
He will... Like, there will be somebody on the other team who takes it too seriously and makes a shot. And Matt Barnes will be like, I'm going to send the next 8 shots into the 7th row just to prove a point. And I cannot wait for that.
This is a guy who drove across the city to go beat somebody's butt. So, yeah.
Yeah, who was it?
Derek Fisher.
Baron Davis put Derek Fisher on the other team. Let's go. Let's mix it up a little bit here, huh? Come on.
Get an actual fight in the game.
Yes.
Also, the likelihood of Matt Barnes being very high playing this game is in the Bay.
All the smoke. Let's go. I need to be in charge of this game because I'd put guys like, give me roided up Carrot Top. Give me roided up Carrot Top.
What's the guy? Blue Mountain State.
No idea.
And Reacher.
Reacher guy.
Yeah. Give me just giant roided out actors. Give me The Rock.
Well, yeah. I want like roided up Carrot Top to be guarding. Let's see here.
Timothy Chalamet because he's a big Knicks fan.
That would be great. Yeah. Like this small little actor guy, and then you have big old Carrot Top just bodying him up. Yes.
Hezzy tween tween.
And then the roid rage kicks in and he beats up Timothy Chalamet, and everybody's like, dude, what'd you do? What'd you do to that guy from Dune?
What was it, the roast?
You just beat up Bob Dylan.
At the Academy Awards, you got great, got cute little eyebrow growing on your upper lip or eyelashes on your upper lip.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, who was the. the comedian, she was, oh God, what's her name? Blonde.
Nikki Glaser.
Glaser, thank you. Yeah, she wanted to thank Calamay for having such nice eyelashes, such nice eyelashes above his lip.
I would also like, you should have insult comics on the mic, not a PA announcer.
Ooh.
Give me the
and one announcer talking trash?
Yeah, yeah. And give me like at least 2 guys that just don't care. But are just playing. Like Shane Gillis would be perfect for that.
Yes.
Like he'd be looking at Matt Barnes going, I don't know why you're guarding me. Why are you so close to me? I don't want this.
Common was the guy that took it too seriously. Can we get Jeff Ross out there? Yeah. Rose King?
Have the Rose King on the mic.
I like that.
I'm
not sure the dump function would be able to keep up with him, though.
Actually, I didn't need to fix the Celebrity All-Star Game. I enhanced it.
There you go. Made it more comedically friendly.
Yeah, brought to you by Ruffles, by the way.
Which I think Drewski's a big part of.
They have ridges.
They do. I like Ruffles.
I can't remember the last time I bought Ruffles.
Ugh, I'll mess with some Ruffles.
I'm still a Lay's man.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I got a little sour cream and onion. They got a, like a sweet.
Okay, well, hold on. Now you're flavored Lay's. You said yeah. You're Lay's. Like, I was just thinking you're going yellow bagging.
Oh, I'm talking the line.
Oh man,
the whole line.
Nah,
look. If I'm going potato chip, I'm going
ruffle it.
I'm going Tim's Cascade.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Nothing wrong there.
Hey, has anybody else noticed this too? By the way, this was brought to my attention a couple weeks ago, and I know that you like them a lot.
Go on.
Have you gotten a bag of Juanitas lately?
Oh God, yeah, regularly.
You do?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Have you read the bag?
Juantonio's.
Yeah, they did a name change. Juanitas are now Juantonio's
because,
and they didn't tell anybody about it. It just, the name on the bag is completely different, and you don't know because you just look for the bag. It looks exactly the same.
There's a pending lawsuit.
Oh.
That actually happened when I was working for the company.
Damn, Juanita sued him.
Yeah. Well,
now it's Juantonio. Mm-hmm.
And I saw that somebody's like, it's a Mandela effect. It's always been Juantonio's. No, no, it wasn't.
No.
It was Juanita's.
It was Juanita's.
So this actually...
I had no idea.
Weirdly enough, I'm intimately familiar with this because I work for the manufacturing company that makes their fryers and also works for their packaging stuff.
Well, how long has this happened? Because I don't even know how long I've been buying Juantonio's thinking that they're Juanitas.
3 years.
That is a very long time for me not to notice this.
Well, there's actually still bags out there that still say Juanitas.
See, those are old.
Yeah.
Don't want those.
Well, it's just the they're still cycling through the bags. But, that's a thing. Wow. I want to say that the Juanita's tortilla chips was like east of the Rockies.
Okay.
Oh. And there was like some issues with that, but because Juanita's has grown and is actually expanding past the Rockies now. And
now we're just Juantonio's. Let's go.
Brand competition and regional rights and all that kind of stuff. It's getting very specific. But yeah, no, that's a thing that's been going on a couple of years now.
Cool. All right.
So there you go.
Well, that's it. You want to feel really old really quick?
Yeah, go.
I saw 2 days ago. LeGarrette Blount Jr. had been offered by North Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, LeVar Arrington II will be wearing number 11 at Penn State next year.
Ooh.
Is
LeVar Arrington a junior?
No, it's just LeVar Arrington II. I don't know. He's wearing number 11 at Penn State. And I now am like... Wait a minute, LeGarrette Blount was just playing at Oregon.
Yeah, now LeGarrette Blount Jr., that feels like a punch in the face.
He's getting offered by Bill Belichick?
Whoosh. Yeah, well, the interesting thing there is, you looked it up, he's like, what, 5'9", like a buck 70?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he's 5'11". He's 5'11", 175.
Yeah, okay,
his dad was not.
He went into the combine at 6'1", 247, if I remember right.
Yeah,
he was in like the 99th percentile in arm length.
Yeah.
Hand size and weight among running backs.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird place to be. Is there a player, and don't be wrong, LeVar Arrington was a monster dude at Penn State. But is there a player you associate more with a jersey and number of LeVar Arrington's stature more than LeVar Arrington with number 11 at Penn State? Like, yeah, you think of like Reggie Bush in 5 and you think of Mariota and 8, like, but those are Heisman trophy types, but like,
yeah, I was going to say like Johnny Manziel, he sticks out to me because like Johnny Manziel in Texas A&M number 2 was, that was a big one.
Yeah.
But he was a Heisman. So you're talking like a non-High. Well, anybody that wears 55, like at USC, though.
But,
like,
which they don't really give to anybody.
But so you're talking non-Heisman. And everybody, like, we're just going to get a flood of texts of, like, local people. But on a national level.
Because when I think of Penn State, the first thing I think of is there's two numbers. It's Kerry Collins in 5 and Penn State. And LeVar in 11 probably has to do with the era that we grew up in because that team was so good. But that white jersey with the blue 11 on it, like that is burned into my head of LeVar Arrington.
I think I want to say is they may have turned 11 into into that
number.
Yeah, because Abdul Carter just wore it.
You're right.
And so I think there is a...
kind of a tie, like what USC does with 55.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, here it is.
Did Puzzlesny wear 11?
Penn State number 11, meaning explained. So much like the Cowboys have the 88 to their best wide receiver, Penn State's Linebackers Club has a similar one.
There you go.
Since 1997, number 11 has been the number, and it started with LeVar Arrington. Mm-hmm. So you've had LeVar Arrington, Navarro Bowman, Brandon Bell, Micah Parsons, Abdul Carter. Yeah, that seems a pretty good list. Maybe that's why you think of LeVar Arrington, because all of those guys
all were 11
like LeVar Arrington. Like Navarro Bowman, Micah Parsons, Abdul Carter, just long jacked dudes. Yeah, I think
that's probably what
that's
it
probably
is.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Well, hey, solved it.
There you go. Mild detour. Now we'll get back to the NFL news, notes, and all kinds of stuff as it pertains to the post Super Bowl run and off season transactions of the NFL. Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. Get your NFL mock drafts ready. The underwear Olympic season is vastly approaching, quickly approaching. I'm just kind of letting this music play a little bit because it just makes you kind of...
Hell yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Set the mood. Let's go.
We now know what Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter is going to do at the Combine. He's going to play on the defensive side of the ball. He's going to be limited to the defensive drills.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if he wants to play both ways, go ahead. But he is a corner by nature. It's kind of what he's always been known for.
Not to be confused with naughty by nature.
And he's going to be a guy that he won't be able to play both ways. And so this is just him kind of signaling, all right, if I have to pick one, this is the one that I'm going to choose. But he will thrive because the downfall of Travis Hunter in college was... he would seemingly get bored and try to bait throws his way, and he won't be able to do that in the NFL.
No.
I mean, absolutely not. But he was in bad position a lot of times because he was just like, I'm a better athlete, I got better ball skills, and I'm just going to go up and high point a ball. Mm-hmm. And he was really successful at it, like ridiculously successful. He will thrive at the combine as a corner. He knows that. Mm-hmm. And I think that he knows also he's not as polished of a route runner as the high end wide receivers are going to be. And so this is going to make his skills look better.
Would you be surprised if whatever team he goes to where he gets a couple of snaps in the preseason at wide receiver?
No. I mean, I would be surprised if he actually played both ways significant amount of time. I'd be stunned.
Yes. Yeah, I would too. Going DB only, it's a mild surprise to me. Can you see a world where he goes number one as playing a corner?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Titans are drafting number one. They know that one of their options, Shedeur Sanders, wouldn't even go there.
Yeah.
But I could see it. I think that there's risk with Travis Hunter. He is an elite football player. And I don't want to get it twisted. Like, he is not one of the best.
It's not some janky,
but he is not the best wide receiver in this draft.
Nor the best corner.
No, not pure corner. He's not. And he
might be the best pure athlete.
He's a football player. And he might be the best pure football player in this entire draft. And that will go a long way. It really will. But he is not the best corner skill-wise. And he's not the best wide receiver skill-wise.
No.
And that does not mean he won't be insanely successful. Mm-hmm. But it also raises the question of, if you're going to take him number one overall, are you taking him because he's a corner?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you taking him because you want him to play both sides of the ball? That's why if he goes number one, I could see him playing both sides of the football. Because that's what you would take him number one for.
And what that combine, I'm going to be interested to see if he opts out of any drills or anything like that. Because he has potential to go number one anyway, so why not? Why do all of the drills? But if he's a guy that goes out there, it's not going to make or break him. It's not going to hurt him any way unless something goes terribly wrong. But if he runs like a 4.38 40, the hype train behind him
for sure
will build drastically. Like if he runs you know, clocks a big time.
The also thing I'm not stunned at him going in as just a corner of the comment because of what how taxing it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to then do your medicals, your DB drills, your wide receiver drills. They're all disjointed and out of order. So your on-field work would be split and you're already taxed. Like the combine is not easy for these guys. No. And it is actually made to make you stressed and strained. Mm-hmm. So doing both was never going to be an option.
The difference there is there are guys who are asked to do multiple positions every year.
Who? I mean, I don't know who. I don't know guys that do multiple positions.
They've had quarterbacks do multiple positions. They've had tight ends do multiple positions. I'm trying to think. There was somebody 2 years ago that did both sides of the ball. I can't remember who it was. I'll try to find it in the break. But they've
I don't remember guys doing both sides because that is.
It's not that common, but I do remember somebody that did do both sides.
Crazy.
But yeah, I just found that interesting that the choice was DB. Just thinking about potential impact, like, are we ever going to see a wide receiver go number one outside of like the Keyshawns of the world? Like it just.
Yeah. There's always going to be a guy that will stand out. And that like Travis Hunter is a guy who stands out right now, but there will be a team that if they're sitting there, they'll try to trade out. Every team will try to trade out of that spot, but if you're going to go with like a receiver, but yeah, somebody, Jeremiah Smith could be a guy who goes number one overall.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We may see it in a couple of years, the number one overall pick being a wide receiver because he is that damn good. And if you have a young quarterback, like if the Patriots had the number one overall pick and Jeremiah Smith was that guy,
you could see it.
You could definitely see them going,
especially if the trajectory is what it is with him.
And they would try to trade out of it, but if they weren't able to, yeah, you would see him go number one overall. I could totally see that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I thought it was interesting about like all the combine invites. Did you see how many of the invites came from the college football playoff schools?
No.
88 out of 329. So over a quarter of the combine invites are from the college football playoff. And 15 from Ohio State, 14 from Georgia, 14 from Texas, 12 from Oregon, 8 from Notre Dame, 6 apiece from Clemson and Tennessee, 5 from Penn State, 3 from SMU, 2 from Boise State, 2 from Indiana, and 1 player, Cam Scataboo, the only player going from Arizona State.
Wow.
I also think that says something to the job that Kenny Dillingham did at Arizona State.
With the talent discrepancy.
Only 1 player invited to the combine. And they didn't just...
That one player is an absolute dude.
They didn't just win the Big 12, but they went toe-to-toe with Texas.
In a game they could have won.
Gave them everything that they could handle and a little bit more. Like, that is... Kenny Dillingham did a hell of a job, and that kind of shows how impressive Cam Scataboo is, but also what they did as a staff to kind of grow that team in 1 year to go from dysfunctional at times to a legitimate bona fide, not contender, but
I mean,
solid football team.
Yeah, you may even put them in contender when you're putting
Sam Levitt's coming back. Sam Levitt's coming back.
Top 5 Heisman.
Levitt is?
Yeah.
His odds?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Love to see it.
You do. You do. The pride of Westland and Westview.
There you go.
All the Wests.
All the Wests. All right, coming up next.
Transfer portal, not just for college.
There you go. One quarterback is already hitting the free agency list that's surprising, not surprising. But what other potential free agents out there are going to cause the most noise here in the NFL offseason? We'll get to that in more commitment next year. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Don't imagine.
Aaron Rodgers and the Kansas City Chiefs both have something in common.
Oh, yeah?
Their Super Bowl runs this year were over before they started.
Damn. At least the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl. That's tough.
Did they show up?
No.
Aaron Rodgers never did for the Jets either.
And
that divorce is finalized as Aaron Rodgers is no longer a New York Jet. He is now a free agent.
Boy, that guy looked 41 this year.
Yeah, I thought that the bounce back from the Achilles, he would have enough in his arm still. He does not have enough in his arm to be that guy anymore.
And that was the thing about this Jets team is that it wasn't as if they were completely void of talent.
No.
Everywhere. It was Aaron Rodgers was a big issue. Their offensive line was an issue, mm-hmm. but he also had Garrett Wilson,
mm-hmm.
which Aaron Rodgers with a receiver is usually good enough.
Pretty good.
And then he had all of his friends that they were forced to sign, like Alan Lazard, right?
And then bringing over Devontae Adams midseason.
Yeah, and now he's got, without Garrett Wilson, without Devontae Adams, where does Aaron Rodgers go where it makes sense is like the big question of, I don't know where the Jets go for a quarterback this year, because if you're splitting with Rodgers, think about the guys that are going to be available for them.
Mm-hmm.
You going to bring Sam Darnold back to New York? No, you absolutely are not going to be bringing Sam Darnold back. Are you going to try and go and trade for Kirk Cousins, who had a similar year to Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. coming off an Achilles and being old? And he said during Super Bowl week that it was his, like, he sustained an arm injury, mm-hmm. that led, like, his Achilles, he was feeling okay. That's going to be,
it's not reassuring,
but that's not going to be any sort of a long-term fix.
No.
There is no long-term fix for them. And this is the hard part for New York, is your defense is really damn good.
Yeah, you have a literal best-in-class dude at each level of defense.
You are wasting having guys like Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner on mm-hmm. your rookie contract. That's why, like, going and getting an Aaron Rodgers was worth it.
It made sense.
It was so worth it, because you're like, all right, we don't have a quarterback. We know we don't have a quarterback, but we've actually done a pretty damn good job of drafting talent at every level of our team.
You've got one of the best defensive linemen in the league. You've got one of the best pass rushers. You've got arguably the best corner in football. Like,
they had not a very good offensive line, and they rolled the dice on guys like Tyron Smith. Mm-hmm. And you go and you get Rodgers and you put him back there, and four plays into what you thought was going to be, hey, this is a great thing. Boom. Achilles goes, and he wasn't the same last year. I don't blame them for moving on. It'll be interesting to see where Rodgers goes. Because
does he go anywhere?
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him money.
Think so?
I don't think Rodgers is a guy who wants to go out like that.
No, God, no.
And so maybe he's like, I should have run for vice president. I don't know.
Or at least health secretary.
If you go, yeah, maybe he can be RFK's assistant.
Number two?
Yeah, assistant health secretary. But you look at places he could go. The Raiders is one that sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on in New Orleans with their quarterback situation?
Yeah. Okay.
Tennessee. Does that seem like a place where he would go and he would fit?
God, they have nothing there, though.
Has a home there.
Yeah. That part is true.
The places that you could see Aaron Rodgers go, none of them makes sense except for I think Vegas is the one that actually kind of makes the most sense for where he go and want to be. But is he going to go and try and pair up with Devontae Adams again, wherever Devontae goes, and say, all right, we'll both come here together? Does he go to Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin, where people are trying to talk themselves into that? I don't think that those two would get along at all.
I think Tomlin would murder Aaron.
And there are the conversations that, you know, they want to keep one of Russ or Fields and kind of just run it back for another year there. Don't think that that's going to make the fan base happy.
That might be a worse idea.
Do you see the fake news yesterday?
Mm.
The Trevor Lawrence report?
No.
Some guy was reporting that the Steelers were reaching out to the Jags for Trevor Lawrence. I think it was a first and a second. Tom Pelissero was real quick to jump on that and be like, yeah, that is not true, and kind of BS. Because why would that happen, and why would Jacksonville allow that to happen? They don't have a general manager in Jacksonville. So do you think ownership is just going to go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to interview all these GMs, and then we're going to trade a franchise quarterback away before we hire anyone. No. But one thing we've always talked about with the
order
of operations, always out of whack in Jacksonville. Maybe they would be the ones dumb enough to do it and say, hey, we've traded the franchise quarterback away, but we got you an additional first and second round pick. I still don't think that is something that's on the table. And
certainly not.
A lot of people are saying, hey, well, there might be legs to it. But I mean, if they do hire a GM and they go down that road and they say, first and a second round pick for Trevor Lawrence, does that one make sense? Trevor Lawrence has got injury history. He has consistency issues. Would a place like Pittsburgh, where you have stability, you're not going to be asking him to be the hero and to win football games? I mean, it would make sense, and I think Steelers fans would be thrilled with that, but it doesn't make the most sense for Jacksonville to do it, especially in this draft year where there's not a lot of quarterbacks and you don't have any options there. So you can throw that one away. The major newsbreakers are saying that's just not right. And when you think about it, Jacksonville still doesn't have a GM. They're not going to trade their franchise quarterback before they hire the GM.
You'd think.
You would think. You would think. And I bet Liam Cohen would be like, seriously? You guys hire me?
I'm going back to Tampa Bay.
You guys hire me for this, and then you trade him away?
Duval.
Maybe that's why they're like, dude, this guy. You can't. You don't deserve him. Trevor Lawrence.
No. How do you do that?
Not with hair like that.
Yeah. But Rodgers in Pittsburgh? No.
No.
I don't see it. It's going to be hard for him to find that spot. Davante Adams is going to be an interesting one, too, because
Tennessee makes sense for the landing spot if you're going to get them both.
If Davante Adams showed something in the receiver's dock that it may be indicative of what his legacy might be. He was not a team guy on that.
No.
Whatsoever.
I mean, look, I have my bones that I pick with Antonio Pierce, but
and
business decisions that were made and Antonio Pierce saying,
look, I'd be frustrated that Jimmy G was going to kill me too.
Yeah.
In that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a guy that was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
He may be a guy that's like, fine, prove everybody wrong, because he's not an idiot.
No.
He's far from it. He could go out and say, all right, you guys think I'm just all about me? I'm going to go play for the Chiefs.
Take a cheap deal and go to the
Chiefs. I'm going to DeAndre Hopkins this thing, be on a cheap deal to the KC.
God, don't put that out there.
I'll go win.
Don't give him that. Don't give Mahomes that.
You want to know? I saw this. Came across the potential landing spots for Davante Adams.
Oh, don't tell me the Chiefs are top five.
No. Thank a place that I would love God. To see him is number one, Buffalo.
Oh, God, yes.
Buffalo is one, Pittsburgh two, Chargers three, Commanders four, 49ers fourth.
Buffalo 100%.
Or fifth.
He's a guy that you know can play in the cold, too.
Yeah. Buffalo would be great.
Oh, it'd be a great fit for
Chargers him. Would be awesome, too.
Chargers would be great.
Because you pair him with Herbert, Ladd McConkey as the underneath guy, and then, you know, you're not going to have him for several years. You'd have to get him on a cheap deal in L.A. But if that's where he wants to be and it's close to home, that could be a move that could be dangerous for him.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. What about the other L.A. team since they're moving on?
Kansas City's 20-1, by the way, to get him.
Okay.
As are the Rams.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Chiefs, Titans, Rams, all 20-1. Bills, 3-1.
Titans being that low is a little surprising. If it was a package deal, I would think it would be higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
All right.
I think I had Rodgers one somewhere. Those are gone.
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't have the Rodgers one.
I'm sure that changes here or there. All right. Come up next.
Who knows? He'd probably read that email and read the betting lines and be like, I'm definitely not going to go to any of them.
There you go. That's how you game the system. You place a wager on where you are going
to
go.
Do you know who I am? I am not going to go to where you think I'm going to go.
Coming up next, put a nice little bow on today's show. NBA All-Star Weekend starts tonight.
Oh, let's go.
Will you be watching? Danny Dusty, Danny Fan. NBA All-Star Weekend is here, and the NBA is praying that you watch. So much so, Chris Haynes is reporting that the NBA Players Union, players and the NBA itself, are all coming together before the game to remind the players to play hard.
Yeah, didn't they do that last year, though? Larry Bird. Larry Bird gave a speech to the guys about caring about the All-Star
mother
game.
Mother bleeped them up and down.
And what was the final score of the 2024 All-Star game?
11 billion to 10 billion.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not, you're not that far off.
Did it break 200? I thought it did.
I thought it was 189 to something. Major League Baseball's All-Star game still pops up when you, oh yeah, no, it was 211 to 186.
There you go. Yeah.
So bad.
That's too much.
Larry, your speech really worked.
Yeah. No, but like the league is No, seriously, guys. To the point of, like, if not, we're going to, like, make you do a lot of events and other things that you don't want to do if you don't start giving a damn.
Well, I'll, at least they care.
LeBron, we're going to put you in the dunk contest, finally.
I mean, the NFL just was like, dude, what are we going to do? Whatever. Flag football.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to do the one-on-one thing, which is what a lot of people want them to do, and they're not going to do horse.
Well, one-on-one would... You have guys opting out left and right,
too many egos.
Just like the dunk contest, mm-hmm. because guys would not want to be embarrassed, and it would be an atrocity.
Yeah.
And look, 7-footers would win.
Depends on if it's winners or losers.
Yeah,
because if you get the matchup like Jokic on literally anyone who's not a Giannis.
Yeah.
It's like, well, good luck.
A Jokic versus Steph one-on-one game would be fascinating to me because it may be whoever gets the ball first
win. It's kind of an early UFC style, like sumo versus Gracie kind of a deal. Like,
because Steph would just stay at the three-point line and be like, Jokic, are you really going to come out and try to guard mm-hmm. him? Because he just blow get right by him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't come out, is it Steph just burying threes in his in his face until he gets to 11.
Because if not, it's Jokic walking Curry down to the rim.
Oh, man.
And just finishing over the top of him.
Yeah. They're doing that. The Unrivaled has the women's side, 3-on-3. Yep. They did a 1-on-1 tournament.
And the number one seed, Breanna Stewart, got upset 12-0.
Yeah. That 1-on-1 is not
ones,
engaging.
Well, not like that. Ones aren't indicative of how good a player is.
No.
It's how good you are at scoring one-on-one in space.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's... But, look, I'm a sicko. I'm going to be
really
watching.
Bad TV. I am, too. I'm going to start watching the Celebrity Game. It's like in an hour.
Get home and throw it on?
Yeah.
I like it.
Go watch some celebrities take it far too seriously, and then Tumani Kamara tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Is going to be in the Rising Stars Challenge.
There you go.
That's dope.
There you go.
Nobody in the All-Star Game. Nobody in...
Well, maybe.
What?
Maybe.
A Blazer?
Yeah.
In the All-Star Game?
Yeah. If two's team makes there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, remember? Four teams. Elam ending.
Oh, yeah. So maybe Tumani Kamara on Sunday, too.
Yeah, see?
Huh? All right. See? All right. Buckle up. Get ready to watch Mac McClung win the dunk contest again.
God, lame.
All right. That'll do it for us this weekend. We're going to be back Tuesday. We are going to honor the presidents.
Indeed.
On Monday. Up next, you got 3 hours of power. From their mouths to your ears. It's primetime with Buck and Sook.
There you go.
Right here on 1080 The Fan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Just long jacked dudes. Yeah.